When I was a kid, Dad and I would go on fishing trips. I would always take along with me a book, a paperback book to read, usually a science fiction book of some kind, something to occupy my mind at night when I was having trouble sleeping. I would get in my sleeping bag, zip it up, put it over my head, turn on the flashlight, and read. Usually this lasted only for about 20, 25 minutes before I got too sleepy, would turn off the flashlight and go to sleep. But on more than one occasion, I didn't turn off the flashlight. I fell asleep with the flashlight still burning so that when I woke up in the morning, the batteries had run completely dry. And I had to ask Dad for more batteries, and he would chide me about it and say, "Next time, turn your flashlight off before you fall asleep. Don't waste those batteries that way." On later trips, as I grew up, I would still take a book or two with me to read, but I also brought extra batteries just to make sure that I wouldn't have to ask Dad for more. That was so embarrassing. In other words, I went prepared, being prepared. Always be prepared. That's the Boy Scout motto, if I remember correctly. Be prepared for nearly anything. Be prepared for contingencies you normally wouldn't expect. That's not easy to do, friends, but you can try to be prepared. In our story today, 5 of the 10 bridesmaids came prepared. They had extra oil for their lamps. They had enough for the unlikely event that the bridegroom would be delayed. And he was. He was delayed until midnight. That's quite late. The other 5 bridesmaids weren't prepared for a long wait. They had enough for their lamps for if the bridegroom had come on time, and probably a little extra too, but not enough for a long delay, not enough for a midnight wedding banquet. And so they ran out. And those who didn't have any extra oil begged those with the extra oil to let them have some. At least it doesn't seem very nice of those who were prepared with the extra oil to say no, they said. No. If we give you some of our oil, we'll run out too. Go buy some for yourselves and then come back. That doesn't sound very nice. You think they would say, "Yeah, sure, let's share." I remember when I was a child, I was taught to share. It's not very nice. Now hold on to that question for a moment, because we'll come back to it at the end of this sermon. Those who were ready, who had the extra oil, got their lamps refilled, and escorted the bridegroom into the wedding banquet. Those who were not ready, who didn't have the extra oil, they went out and bought oil. And then they came back and they knocked on the door and they said, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Now, there are a couple of things that we can learn from this parable. The first is, as you might expect, to be prepared. That actually is the essential meaning of the last phrase here. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Before we assume that the bridesmaids were being criticized for sleeping, they're not. The parable indicates that they all slept. Verse 5, as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. They all became drowsy and had fallen asleep, but half of them were prepared for that possibility. The others were not. Keeping awake is a euphemism, not so much for not sleeping as it is for being ready, being prepared. There's literal alertness, and then there's preparation. All of them slept, but only those who were not otherwise prepared for the delay were rejected. This is a parable of the kingdom of heaven. It describes the conditions at the second coming, at the return of Christ. The bridegroom is, of course, Jesus in his return. The bridesmaids are us, friends. We are the bridesmaids, the church. It's interesting to note that half of them didn't get in at the end of the story. Now, I don't like that. I don't want any of us to not get in. But our friends in churches that say, once saved, always saved, should take note of that warning. They all had lamps. They all had oil. They were bridesmaids. Only half of them didn't have enough oil. They weren't ready. They didn't have the discipline to be ready, to be prepared for a long wait. So be prepared. That's the first thing we learn. The second thing we can learn from this parable is that the wait is going to be long. And it's been very long, hasn't it? The early church, the New Testament church, Paul the apostle, for instance, thought that Jesus was coming really soon, and soon in their time. I often like to say that Paul would say things like, Jesus is coming again, and it could be as soon as next Tuesday. That gets the idea across. It was an imminent expectation for Jesus' return. It was going to be really, really soon. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. That phrase reflects this immediate expectation. Now, it's taken 2,000 years since Jesus' first presence in his life and his ministry and his death and his resurrection. It's been nearly 2,000 years. And guess what? We're still here. And we are still waiting with our lamps burning, I pray. 2030, 2031, 2032, 2033 will be rather important years in the life of the church, as lots of preachers and authors will be talking about the return of Jesus on the 2000th anniversary of his death and resurrection. Lots of money will be made writing books on this subject and setting those dates. Lots of money. That's not a bad idea, is it? I could pad my retirement fund by doing that, couldn't I? Yes, I could. The 33 reasons why Jesus will return in 2033. Yeah, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. No, I'm not going to do that. It's not that it just would be wrong, because it would be wrong, but it would be a violation of this very passage. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Well, Greg, it says day nor hour. It doesn't say anything about year. And there are a lot of gullible people out there that you could sell such a book to and make an awful lot of money. Please don't tempt me to do that. We don't know. We will never know in advance. People who are talking about that time as if it were now, they don't know. And they can't know. I've often said, when someone starts preaching and teaching about when Jesus will return, and when they start setting dates for it, you could take a bunch of money and go to Las Vegas and bet on it and bet against it, and you would win an awful lot of money. Because whatever date you select, it won't be that date. Over a couple thousand years in the history of the church, people have been setting dates again and again. There were a lot of people who set dates back 1,000 years ago. At the end of the first millennium, all those dates were wrong. I remember Hal Lindsey set 1980 as the date in the late great planet Earth. He was wrong. Setting dates, no, don't do it. You will know neither the day nor the hour. That's true for the year too. The parable's warning is a clear one, a simple one, and the one we should take note of. Be prepared for a long wait. Now, let's go back to the earlier question about the bridesmaids who had oil, but refused to share any of that oil with those who didn't have enough. That doesn't sound fair. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound very Christian of them. They should have shared, right? Right? I see you nodding. I want to hear you. Right? Thank you. I wish they could have. They might have wished they could have too. But it's important to realize that they couldn't. Your preparation, your being prepared, won't work for someone else. You can't prepare for another. Each person has to prepare for themselves. The preparation isn't a physical thing. It's not something that we can share with someone else. I wish it were, but it's not. The preparation, the oil here, is one of spiritual awareness. It is one of faith. We can share God's love. We can share God's presence. We can share God's grace. But we can't make someone believe. We can't exercise faith for them. We can't believe for them on their behalf. We can't give them the spiritual discipline. We can teach it. We can lead them in it. We can help them, but we can't do it for them. They have to do it for themselves. In today's baptism, the parents make a vow for their child. But that child, Rebecca, that child will need to grow up enough to be able to make an affirmation of faith for herself and confirm the grace she has received from Jesus. We have to be prepared. We cannot depend upon the preparation of others, and they can't give it to us in that last moment. They can help us grow in it. They can help us to develop it. But we have to be prepared spiritually to exercise faith, to burn brightly for the bridegroom when he comes for us. I'm reminded of a song. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Remember that in youth? Yeah, wow. Great song. Wonderful song. Fun song. We even had other verses for it. Give me wax for my board, keep me surfing for the Lord. Give me wax for my board, I pray. Give me beans for my burrito, I think God is really neato. It's a great song. Can be played with a lot, but guess what? It's not possible to give us oil for our lamp. We have to have it for ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves. We can be helped to prepare, but we have to utilize the disciplines of the faith, the means of grace, prayer, worship, service, giving, the reading of Scripture, the study of the Word, helping others. We have to exercise the means of grace to be prepared, to have the oil we need for our lamps to burn brightly for the coming of the bridegroom. So, how's your lamp burning today, my friends? Is it burning bright? Do you have enough oil? Enough spiritual discipline? Enough grace and faith to keep burning all night long? Because it's going to be. It has already been and promises to continue to be a long time waiting for the coming of the bridegroom. And we don't know when that'll be, but we need to be always prepared, always ready, always waiting. Keep awake, therefore, Jesus said. Keep awake and watch. Be prepared, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Be prepared for a long wait. and know that in this time of preparation, in this time of waiting, we have a gift of time to grow in grace and faith and hope and in love, a gift of time to share God's grace, God's hope and God's love with others, a gift of time to proclaim the good news through words and deeds to others, that they might hear the good news, might obtain the lamp, might obtain the oil, might grow in grace and shed the light of God's love to all the world. Proclaim the good news as fellow bridesmaids of the King. The good news that Jesus is coming, that Jesus is here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say,